नमस्सर्वेभ्यः अद्य विभक्तिवर्गे नवमः पाठः नवंबर मासस्य सप्तमः दिनांकः रामो राजमणिः सदा विजयते रामं रमेशं भजे रामेणाभिहता निशाचरचमूः रामाय तस्मै नमः रामान्नास्ति परायणं परतरं रामस्य दासोऽस्म्यहम् रामे चित्तलयः सदा भवतु मे भो राम मामुद्धर गुरुरेव गतिः गुरुमेव भजे गुरुणैव सहास्मि नमो गुरवे न गुरोः परमं शिशुरस्मि गुरोः मतिरस्ति गुरौ मम पाहि गुरो तृतीया विभक्तिम् अधीयानाः स्मः तत्र प्रमुखतः करणवाचकात् तृतीया विभक्तिः भवति साधकतमं करणम् इति सूत्रेण करणं विधीयते क्रियायाः प्रवृत्तौ अत्यन्तम् उपयुक्तं यत् साधनं भवति तदेव करणं दट् विच् इस् मोस्ट् इन्स्ट्रुमेण्टल् इन् अचीविङ्ग् अ पर्टिक्युलर् कार्य इस् काल्ड् करण यथा हस्तेन खादति चमसेन खादति इत्यादि अथवा नौकया गच्छति द्विचक्रिकया गच्छति छुरिकया कर्तयति दण्डेन ताडयति इत्यादिषु करणस्य प्रयोगं पश्यामः करणवाचकात् तृतीया विभक्तिः भवति तृतीया विभक्तेः रूपाणि अपि अस्माभिः दृष्टानि पुल्लिङ्गस्य नपुंसकलिङ्गस्य च रूपं समानं भवति तृतीया विभक्तौ रामेण रामाभ्यां रामैः इति पुल्लिङ्गस्य फलेन फलाभ्यां फलैः इति नपुंसकस्य रूपं भवति स्त्रियां तु बालिका इत्यस्य बालिकया बालिकाभ्यां बालिकाभिः लेखनी इत्यस्य लेखन्या लेखनीभ्यां लेखनीभिः इति तृतीया विभक्तौ रूपाणि भवन्ति पुनश्च भाववाचकात् तृतीया विभक्तेः प्रयोगमपि दृष्टवन्तः सन्तोषः दुःखं जागरूकता इत्यादीनां प्रयोगे तृतीया विभक्तिः भवति सः सन्तोषेण गतवान् सा दुःखेन रुदितवती छात्राः जागरूकतया मार्गं तीर्णवन्तः इत्यादि भाववाचकानां तृतीया विभक्तिः भवति एते अंशाः गतवर्गे अस्माभिः ज्ञाताः अद्य कर्तृवाचकात् तृतीया विभक्तेः अध्ययनं कुर्मः कर्तरि तृतीया अयमंशः अस्माभिः सर्वैः ज्ञायते किन्तु अभ्यासः न भवति सो दिस् इस् वन् पायिण्ट् विच् वि आल् नो वि यूस् आफन् बट् वि आर् नाट् अवेर् आफ् इट् अण्ड् देर् फोर् वि टेन् टु मेक् मिस्टेक्स् वित् दिस् आदौ कानिचन उदाहरणानि पश्यामः बालः पठितवान् इत्यस्ति बालः पठितवान् द बाय् रिड् गणेशः लिखितवान् बालिका गतवती महिला कृतवती गौरी दृष्टवती वाणी उक्तवती एते सर्वेपि प्रयोगाः ज्ञायन्ते अस्यैव रूपान्तरेण कथनं बालेन पठितम् इत्यपि प्रयोगः अस्ति गणेशेन लिखितम् बालिकया गतम् महिलया कृतम् गौर्या दृष्टम् वाण्या उक्तम् सो देर् आर् टु सेट्स् आफ् सेण्टेन्सेस् विच् मीन् आल्मोस्ट् द सेम् से बालः पठितवान् द बाय् रेड् बालेन पठितम् How do you translate this? So a very literal translation would be it was read by the boy, but it doesn't fit because such usage is not as natural to English as it is to Sanskrita. You should always remember this, what we call the voice. Okay, so this thing is what we call by the term vachya or prayoga in Sanskrita. We call it the kartari or karmani prayogas or the kartravachya and karmavachya. In English, commonly known as the voice, the active voice and the passive voice. One thing to remember is the usage of passive voice is not natural to English, but that does not make it unnatural to Sanskrita. That is the problem which is most often faced by students. What they do is they try to translate either from English or to English and they find it does not fit, so they think it is wrong or they refrain from using such usages. But Sanskrita is actually very rich because of these usages. Especially the usage of passive voice is very, very natural to Sanskrita and it fits beautifully. Okay, so it is very important to know this prayogas. Okay, so before going to the theory behind prayogas, let us just see the usages. So both of these would mean the boy read. So balaha patitavan, balena patitam. Ganeshaha likhitavan, ganeshena likhitam. So both of these mean the same kriya. There is the action of reading and bala is the one who is performing the action, which is the karta. So balena patitam, patana, reading is the action, and bala, that is the boy, is the one who does or performs the action. So there is no change in relation between bala and the kriya. Okay, so in both these cases bala is the karta. It is only the vibhakti which has changed. In one case we are using prathama, in the other case we are using tritiya, but the relation between the object and kriya remains the same. Okay, so we have seen this. So we will do a few, you know, exercises today, wholly concentrating on the ktavatu and kta pratyayas. Okay, so that we understand by usage on what these pratyayas are and how we are to use these pratyayas. Okay, so we have so I guess this much is there. So for those who want a basic thing, so there are two pratyayas, the tavan, things which end in tavan or tavati, it is called the ktavatu pratyaya, whereas this set, the right set, is called the kta pratyaya. Both these are used in bhutakala to indicate the past tense. Okay, so we will do a bit of exercise and then we will go to the theory behind what these pratyayas say. Okay, so prathamaha abhyasaha atra ktavatu pratyayanta rupani vaktavyani yatha path ityasti chet tasya kim rupam pathitavan pathitavati iti rupadvayam vastutah napumsakepi pathitavat iti rupam asti kintu prayena na prayujyate. So the most common usage is in pullinga and strilinga. So please give the pullinga and strilinga forms of these dhatus. Okay, so path ityadi dhatuna. Okay, so Ramanujan,
patitavan, patitam,
patitavati.
Oh, patitavati.
Only ktavatu. Well, let's not go into ktavatu.
Likhitavan, likhitavati. Khaditavan, khaditavati.
Samyak. Dhanyavadah. Lakshmi. Lakshmi. I cannot hear you.
Yes.
Lakshmi, yes, please. Stop.
Stapitavan, stapitavati. Stapita, yes.
Prakshara.
Stapitavan, stapitavati.
Agrimam. Prakshale. Can you see the screen?
Prakshalitavan, prakshalitavati.
Ha.
No.
You can.
Ah, now it's. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Next, mil.
Prakshalitavan, prakshalitavati.
Hmm. Next, mil.
Mil?
Mil. Huh.
What's that?
Mil. Milati. To meet.
Militavan, militavati.
Huh. So you have militavan, militavati. Next. Jnana prasuna.
Ninditavan, ninditavati.
Hmm.
Saditavan, saditavati.
Hmm.
What is this word, madam?
Tarjayati. It is cold.
Cold. Tarjitavan, tarjitavati.
Ha. Harmandar Singh.
Yeah. Kat.
Hmm.
Katitavan, katitavati.
Hmm.
Chor. Choritavan, choritavati. Marj. Marjitavan, marjitavati.
Samyak. Malakondaya.
Hari Om, madam. Shrutavan, shrutavati.
Shru is shrutavan, shrutavati.
Netavan, netavati. Hetavan, hetavati.
So next. Meenakshi.
Kritavan, kritavati.
Kritavan, kritavati.
Shrutavan, shrutavati. Jnatavan, jnatavati.
Jnatavan, jnatavati. So next. Harish.
Gatavan, gatavati.
Gam becomes gatavan, gatavati.
Drishtavan, drishtavati. Tyaktavan, tyaktavati.
Tyaktavan, tyaktavati. Shivaram. Hariyam. Cannot hear you. Shivaram Mahode.
Hariyo.
Shruyate. Vadatu. Uktavan. Okay. Rao Mahodaya.
Shrutava.
Shrutava.
Uktavan, uktavati.
Uktavan, uktavati.
Purch. Purchitavan, purchitavati.
Prishtavan.
Prishtavan, prishtavati.
Prishtavan, prishtavati.
Da.
Dadati. Dasya. Dattavan.
Dattavan.
Dattavan. Dattavan. Dattavati. So these are the forms of Daktavatu. As you can see, there are dhatus where we have to add E to get the forms. Say Pathitavan, Likhitavan, Khaditavan, Sthapitavan. So there are those where you directly add the tavan. Shrutavan, Neetavan, Kritavan, Smritavan. And there are those where there is some change. Say gam does not become gamitavan or gamtavan. It is gatavan. So drish becomes drushtavan. So this sh changes to the murdhanya shakar. Drushtavan. So tyaj becomes tyaktavan. Vach becomes uktavan. Prach, the dhatu is actually prach, it becomes prushtavan. Da becomes dattavan. So there are, I mean, with dhatus, so there are changes. So there are some dhatus which undergo some change. There are some where you can directly add, some where you just add e. Okay, so with practice you will know what is where. Okay, so we'll just pathitavan, likhitavan, khaditavan, sthapitavan, prakshalitavan, militavan, ninditavan, taditavan, tarjitavan, kathitavan, choritavan, marjitavan, shrutavan, neetavan, peetavan, krutavan, smritavan, jnatavan, gatavan, drishtavan, tyaktavan, uktavan, prishtavan, dattavan. So ete samanya dhatunam ktavatvantasya rupani. So idanim anena saha ekam karmapadam yojayamaha. Yatha patha ityasti, tatra patham pathitavan, patham pathitavati. Evam karmapadasya yojanena vakyam vaktavyam ktavatu pratyayantasya eva. Patham pathitavan, patham pathitavati. Evam vakyani vaktavyani. So people, others, those who have not taste so far. So Paul, do you want to go?
What did I say? The patham or the next one? Okay.
No, you can say that once. Yeah.
Patham and then patavan.
Pathitavan.
Pathitavan.
Mm.
Pathitavan.
Mm.
And that's it?
Strilingam.
So patham, pathitavan.
Patham, pathitavati.
Patham, pathitavati.
Mm.
Katham.
Mm.
Okay, but katham, okay, katham, likhitavan,
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 mm.
Katham,
mm.
Likhitavati,
mm.
Bhojanam, khaditavan,
mm.
Bhojanam,
mm.
Khaditavati,
mm. Samyak. Mahadevan, mm.
लेखनीं स्थापितवान् लेखनीं स्थापितवती पात्राणि प्रक्षालितवान् पात्राणि प्रक्षालितवती मित्रं मिलितवान् मित्रं मिलितवती
Lalita Singh.
Yes.
Ha.
Krishnam Ninditvan.
Mm.
Krishnam Ninditvati.
Ah.
Choram Taditvan.
Mm.
Choram Taditvati.
Mm.
Putra.
Mm.
Putram.
Mm.
I can't remember.
Putram, putrau, putran.
Putran, okay. Putran, tarjitvan.
Mm.
Putran, tarjitvati.
Mm. Samyak. Next, where was Subhashini?
Vartam, Katavan,
Kathitavan, Kathitavan,
Vartam, Kathitavan, Vartam, Kathitavati, Navanitam, Choritavan, Navanitam, Choritavati. Griham Marjitavan, Griham Marjitavati.
Samyak. Venkateshwara.
Gitam. Shrutavan.
Shrutavan.
Shrutavan. Gitam. Shrutavati. Marjanin. Neetavan.
Neetavan.
Marjanin. Neetavan. Marjanin. Shrutavati. Jalam. Pitavan.
Pitavan.
Jalam. Pitavan. Jalam. Pitavati.
Others, those who have not volunteered so far, would you like to try out? Hare Krishnan Mahodaya. You have to unmute yourself.
Karyam Kritavan. Karyam Kritavati.
Kritavati.
Ambam Kritavan. Ambam Kritavati.
Smritavati.
Vishayam Jnatavan. Vishayam Jnatavati.
Vishayam Jnatavan. Vishayam Jnatavati. Dhanya.
Gramam Gatavan. Gramam Gatavati. Chitram Drishtavan. Chitram Drishtavati. Durabhyasa.
Durabhyasam.
Durabhyasam. Tyaktavan. Durabhyasam Tyaktavati. Oh, bad habit, is it?
Bad habit. Abhyasa. Yes. So, kutrapi kasyachit padasya va vakyasya va arthaha na avagamyate chet kripaya prichyatam. Please ask, it's okay. I mean, anybody, anywhere, if you do not understand any word or any sentence, please ask. It's fine. I mean, I'm just assuming I use the common words, but if you do not know, please ask. Next, Suma.
Hello, Shruyate Vabhagini.
Shruyate, vadatu.
Satyam Uktavan. Satyam Uktavati. Prashnam Prishtavan. Prashnam Prishtavati. Pustakam Dattavan. Pustakam Dattavati.
Something. So, karma padam dvitiya vibhaktau bhavati. Atra ketana prashna hasanti. Malakondaya.
Harivam. Pastrani prakshalitavan ataha pastrani prakshalitavantaha.
It depends.
It is correct.
Both are correct. What is it? Depend? I mean, is it one person who is washing or many persons who are washing? Saha patrani prakshalitavan, te patrani prakshalitavantaha. So, it depends on how many people are doing. So, we took by default ekavachana, but it can be. But it does not depend on the patra. It can be matram prakshalitavan, patram prakshalitavantaha. We will come to that point later. There was one more question. Patrasya prakshalitavan iti sadhurva iti na asmin arthe na sadhu. In this sense of the object, I mean, patra being the object, patrasya prakshalitavan is not correct. I mean, if you go very theoretically, there are cases that, I mean, almost everywhere you can justify a shashti in some way, but in the normal course, no, you would not say patrasya prakshalitavan. It is patram prakshalitavan. Any other questions? इदानीम् एतेषामेव वाक्यानां कर्तृपदमपि योजयामः. सो पठितवान् और् पठितवती, सो पाठं पठितवान् और् पाठं पठितवती. अधुना कः, सो विच् इस् द कर्ता, हू डिड् इट्? सो बालः पाठं पठितवान्, बालिका पाठं पठितवती. ऐ रिपीट्, बालः पाठं पठितवान्, बालिका पाठं पठितवती. एवं वाक्यानि रचनीयानि. एकः प्रश्नः, प्रक्षालितवान् इत्यस्य कः अर्थः? प्रक्षालितवान् इस् टु वाश्. हा, इदानीं हरीश.
लेखकः कथां लिखितवान्, लेखिका कथां लिखितवती.
हा, लेखकः कथां लिखितवान्, लेखिका कथां लिखितवती.
पुरुषः भोजनं खादितवान्, महिला भोजनं खादितवती.
सम्यक्. मलकोण्डय.
हरि ओम्. छात्रः लेखनीं स्थापितवान्, छात्रा लेखनीं स्थापितवती. पात्रान् सेवकः पात्राणि प्रक्षालितवान्, सेविका पात्राणि प्रक्षालितवती. सः मित्रं मिलितवान्, सा मित्रं मिलितवती.
सुजाता. दुष्टः.
दुष्टः दुष्टः कृष्णं निन्दितवान्. दुष्टः कृष्णं निन्दितवान्. दुष्टा कृष्णं निन्दितवती. आरक्षकः चोरं ताडितवान्, आरक्षिका चोरं ताडितवती. पिता पुत्रान् तर्जितवान्, माता पुत्रान् तर्जितवती.
उमा. न श्रूयते. यू टु अन्म्यूट् युवर् सेल्फ्. इट्स् म्यूटेड्. क्लिक् आन् युवर् मैक्रोफोन्. उमा भगिनी, न श्रूयते. देर् इस् वन् मैक्रोफोन् सिम्बल् नेक्स्ट् टु युवर् नेम्. यु हव् टु क्लिक् दट् टु अन्म्यूट्. यस्.
नमस्ते. रमेशः वार्तान् कथितवान्. रमा वार्तान् कथितवती.
वार्तां कथितवती.
वार्ताम्, नाट् वार्ताम्. ओके. शङ्करः नवनीतं चोरितवान्. गिरिजा नवनीतं चोरितवती. गणेशः गृहं मार्जितवान्. गौरी गृहं मार्जितवती.
सम्यक्.
ईकारः.
सारी, वदतु पुनः सॉरी आई कट यू इन हाफ आई थिंक यू म्यूटेड योरसेल्फ
मैम इज इट ही और ही मैम यू से फॉर विमेन दैट फेमिनिन मार्जितवती और मार्जितवती
दीर्घः
दीर्घः
मार्जितवती हां
ओके थैंक्स
So, yeah, just for your information, I mean, if there are people who are not familiar, everybody is muted by default. So, if you want to volunteer, please raise your hand. There is one symbol with a hand and there is an up arrow. So, if you raise your hand, I will unmute you and then you can answer. Okay. So, people who want to answer, please use that. Or even if you have a question, you can either use that or type in your questions. Okay, so now Lakshmi.
Yes. Saha Geetam. Saha Geetam Shrutavan. Sa Geetam Shrutavati. तौ मार्जनी नीतवन्तः
Okay, yeah. I mean, if you're taking te as bahuvachana, yes. But here I meant te as the dvivachana. Sa te. So te marjani
neeta
vatyau.
Neeta vatyau. Neeta te marjani neeta vatyau.
Tau marjani neeta vantau. Te marjani neeta vatyau.
Te marjani neeta vatyau. Okay.
Edam bahuvachanam.
Te. Okay. ते जलं पीतवन्तः ताः जलं पीतवत्यः
सम्यक् सो एकवचनं द्विवचनं बहुवचनं श्रुतवान् श्रुतवन्तौ श्रुतवन्तः श्रुतवती श्रुतवत्यौ श्रुतवत्यः एवं तौ नीतवन्तौ ते नीतवत्यौ ते नीतवन्तः ताः नीतवत्यः Next, Ramanujan.
Bhavan karyam krutavan. Bhavati karyam krutavati.
Bhavan krutavan. Bhavati krutavati.
Bhavantau. अम्बाम् स्मृतौ
स्मृतवन्तौ
स्मृतवन्तौ सारी भवन्तौ अम्बाम् स्मृतवन्तौ भवन्तौ अम्बाम् स्मृतवन्तौ भवत्यौ अम्बाम् स्मृतवन्तः सारी स्मृतवन्त्यौ स्मृतवत्यौ
भवत्यौ स्मृतवत्यौ भवन्तौ स्मृतवन्तौ
भवन्तः विषयं ज्ञातवन्तः भवत्यः विषयं ज्ञातवत्यः
भवन्तः विषयं ज्ञातवन्तः भवत्यः विषयं ज्ञातवत्यः नेक्स्ट् सुभाषिनी
अहं ग्रामं
गतवान् स्त्रीलिङ्गे
अहं ग्रामं गतवती
सो डिपेण्डिङ्ग् आन् द स्पीकर् अहं ग्रामं गतवान् अहं ग्रामं गतवती
The first person also Gatavan Gatavati.
Yes.
Okay.
आवां चित्रं दृष्टवन्तौ आवां चित्रं दृष्टवत्यौ वयं दुरभ्यासं त्यजवन्तः
त्यक्तवन्तः
त्यक्तवन्तः वयं दुरभ्यासं त्यक्तवत्यः
सम्यक् सो नेक्स्ट् सुजाता
त्वं सत्यं सॉरी आई एम नॉट फेमिलियर विथ दिस
नो प्रॉब्लम उक्तवान्
त्वं सत्यं उक्तवान् त्वं सत्यं उक्तवती युवां प्रश्नं पृष्टवन्तौ युवां प्रश्नं पृष्टवत्यौ यूयं पुस्तकं दत्तवन्तः यूयं पुस्तकं दत्तवन्तः फर् फिमिनैन् दत्तवत्यः
दत्तवत्यः
ऐ जस्ट् हेड् अ क्वश्चन् प्लीस् दिस् प्रत्यय यु एक्स्प्लेन्ड् तवान् एण्ड् तवतु दीस् आर् आल् इन् द सेम् केटेगरी I understood wrongly probably when you said patitavan and patitam. Bala patitavan, balena patitam. Tavatu is not, patitam does not fall under tavatu.
No, we have not yet gone. That is tavatu, what we are doing so far is all tavatu, which is the, which ends with tavan or tavati or tavat. So, we will move on to the dakta pratyaya next. Okay.
So, thank you.
So now, this slide, please pay attention very carefully. I will read them again. So listen and observe how the tavatu pratyayanta changes. Saha geetam shrutavan, sa geetam shrutavati. Okay. So let us now just omit the karma pada because whatever the karma pada, this will not change. Saha shrutavan, sa shrutavati. Tau neetavantau. ते नीतवत्यौ ते पीतवन्तः ताः पीतवत्यः भवान् कृतवान् भवती कृतवती भवन्तौ स्मृतवन्तौ भवत्यौ स्मृतवत्यौ भवन्तः ज्ञातवन्तः भवत्यः ज्ञातवत्यः अहं गतवान् अहं गतवती आवां दृष्टवन्तौ आवां दृष्टवत्यौ वयं त्यक्तवन्तः वयं त्यक्तवत्यः त्वम् उक्तवान् त्वम् उक्तवती युवां पृष्टवन्तौ युवां पृष्टवत्यौ यूयं दत्तवन्तः यूयं दत्तवत्यः सो दिस् exhibits all characteristics of this Ktavatu Pratyaya. Okay. As you can see, the Ktavatu Pratyaya has three forms. That is, Ekavachana, Dvivachana, Bahuvachana. Se Shrutavan, Shrutavantau, Shrutavantaha. It also has Lingas. Shrutavati, Shrutavatyau, Shrutavatyaha. Okay. And as you can see, Ktavatu changes with the Kartrupada, the agent. If you change the agent, Saha Shrutavan, Sa Shrutavati. But if you change the Karma Pada, it will not change. Saha Geetam Shrutavan, Saha Katham Shrutavan, Saha Vartam Shrutavan. Saha Satyam Shrutavan. So whatever you put in the Karmapada, it will not change. It will change only with the Kartrapada. And with the Kartrapada, it will change with the Linga. Right? Saha Shrutavan, Sa Shrutavati. It will also change with the Vachana. Saha Shrutavan, Tau Shrutavantau, Te Shrutavantaha. But it will not change with the Purusha. Saha Shrutavan, Tvam Shrutavan, Aham Shrutavan. It is the same in all, whether it is he or you or I. Okay. So, we will see Dattavatu Pratyasya Prayogaha Bhutakale Bhavati. Okay. So, this is a Pratyaya which tells Bhutakala. Okay. So, even before going to this, maybe we should recap. Padam. Pade Bhagadvayam Bhavati Prakritihi Pratyayaha. Right. So, every word will have two parts. One is called the Prakriti or the root word and the other is called the Pratyaya or the suffix. Okay. So, for the same Prakriti or the same root word, we can add different Pratyayas to give different meaning. So, as we know, Vibhaktis are also Pratyayas. So, if we add one Vibhakti, say there is a Pratipadika. In case of Subantas, the root is Pratipadika. So, to the same Pratipadika, if we add different Vibhakti Pratyayas, we get different meanings. Right? So, Balam Pashyati, Balaya Dadati, Balat Svikaroti. So, everywhere the root word of the Pratipadika is the same, we are adding different Pratyayas to give different meanings. Similarly, if you take a Tinganta or a Kriyapada, say Path. So, Pathati, Pathasi, Pathami. So, in all these cases, the dhatu is the same. We are adding different ting pratyayas to give different meanings. Okay. So, similarly, there are a set of pratyayas which are called krit pratyayas. Okay. We have known sup pratyayas. Sup pratyayas are nothing but the vibhakti pratyayas. They are added to pratipadikas. Ting pratyayas are added to dhatus. So, now there is a third set of pratyayas which we call the krit pratyayas. Okay. So, I'll just write here. So, the pratyaya is called krit. Right. So, see. So, this is the krit is a name which is given to a set of pratyayas. Krit is not one pratyaya. Remember, when we say krit pratyaya or kridantas, it is not one pratyaya. It is a set of pratyayas which are called krit pratyayas. Okay? So, to be more accurate, there are 144 pratyayas which are called krit pratyayas. So, you are not talking about one, you are talking about a vast set of pratyayas. Okay? So, these krit pratyayas are added to dhatus. Just like the tingantas, you have the kridantas. So, tingantam, ting ante yasya tat tingantam. So, tingantas are those which have ting pratyaya at their end. So, kridantas are those which have krit pratyayas at their end. So, any word which ends with a krit pratyaya is called a kridanta. So, both tingantas and kridantas are action words because they are added to dhatu. Right. So, dhatu is the one which gives action. So, action can be conveyed by tingantas, also by kridantas. So, as I said, kridanta is a huge set of pratyayas. There are so many pratyayas in so many different senses. So, what do these pratyayas tell? They tell a wide range of meanings. Okay. So, for that we will have to know each pratyaya, what does it say. So, ktavatu belongs to krit pratyayas. Okay. So, it is one of the krit pratyayas which is used in the sense of bhutakala. So, ktavatu pratyaya conveys the sense of past. Okay. So, this sense of the past, bhutakala, can be conveyed by ting when we use say langlakara, apathat or litlakara, papatha. So, there the ting pratyaya is giving the sense of bhutakala. We can use tingantas. We can also use kridantas. to give the sense of bhutakala. Okay. So in conversation, we generally use krudantas because they are easier to use. So now ktavatu is a krut pratyaya which is used in the sense of bhutakala. Tavatu pratyayantasya prayogaha bhutakalam jyotayati. Karoti krutavan. So karoti is present, krutavan is past. Gachati gatavan. Pathati pathitavan. So ktavatu pratyayantena bhutakalaha uchyate. Apicha. So there is one question here. Do all 47 krit pratyayas convey only bhutakala? No. Each pratyaya is used in a specific sense. Say if you take a shatru pratyaya, kurvan asti, it conveys present tense. If you use a different pratyaya like say karaniyam, it conveys the sense of vidhi, something that must be done. Okay. So karishnuhu, it gives the sense of somebody who habitually does something. Okay. So the sense of meanings of these pratyayas is very, very wide. Okay. It is not one. It is not, you cannot just put them in one list. Okay. They convey a wide range of meanings. It is 144, nearly a minute. It might not be exact, but somewhere around 150 different pratyayas, which are used to convey different senses. Okay. So, kridantas are one of the most popular or most widely used words in Sanskrit. There are some words which you might not even know that they are kridantas. I mean, you need not know. Say, for example, you have something like bhiksha. So, bhiksha is a kridanta. Rama. Rama is a kridanta. So, you see that, many words that we see in common Samskrita, they are all kridantas. Okay. Just one second, please. So, there was one more question which I will take later. So now, ktavatu pratyayantaha bhutakalam bodhayati. Okay, so kritavan, gatavan, ityadi. Apicha, kartrarthaka pratyayaha. What do you mean by the kartrarthaka pratyaya? Kritavan. So the word kritavan indicates who did the work and not what was done. Okay, so kritavan means kashchit. When you associate it with kritavan, say Ramaha kritavan or Balaha kritavan or Purushaha kritavan. So it indicates the person who performed the action. Say for example, Patitavan. So Balaha Patitavan means the boy is the one who performed the action. So Balika Geetavati, the girl sang. So it is directly associated with the agent or the karta of action. Kartrarthaka pratyaya. That is what it means. When I say kartrarthaka pratyaya, it denotes the person who performed the action. It denotes the karta. Tasya pratyayantasya lingatraye rupani bhavanti. So it has forms in different lingas. Unlike karoti. So if you are using a tinganta, balaha karoti, balika karoti, mitram karoti. It does not change with linga. But the ktavatu pratyayanta has different forms in different lingas. Balaha kritavan, balika kritavati, mitram kritavat. Kartrupadam prathama vibhaktau bhavati. So as I said, it is associated with the karta and the karta is always in prathama vibhakti. So balaha kritavan, aham kritavan, tvam kritavan. And this ktavatu pratyayanta follows the linga and vachana of the kartrupada. Right? So all this we have seen. I'm just summing up what we saw in the previous exercises. Say, balaha kritavan, balau kritavantau, balaha kritavantaha. So if you change the vachana of bala, balaha balau balaha, kritavan kritavantau kritavantaha, we are changing the vachana of the ktavatu pratyayanta. Similarly, the linga. So balaha krutavan, balika krutavati. Mitram krutavati. So it depends on both the linga and vachana of the kartrapada. The karmapada is in dvitiya vibhakti. Balaha patham patitavan. And it will not change if we change the karma pada, the linga or vachana. You can say balaha patham patitavan, balaha pathau patitavan, balaha pathan patitavan. You can say balaha patham patitavan, balaha katham patitavan, balaha pustakam patitavan. So it will not change whatever you put for the karma pada, whichever linga, whichever vachana, you will not change it. But the moment Kartrapada changes, it changes, whether it is the linga or vachana. Is this clear? For Ktavatu. Yes, Ktavatu also has Napumsakalinga. Though we predominantly used Pullinga, Strilinga because, I mean, the Kartrapada is most usually that. There is also the Napumsakalinga. If you use Mitram, you'll have to say Mitram Krutavatu. Mitrani Krutavanti. Okay. Any questions with Krutavatu? So the two major points to remember about Krutavatu, Bhutakala and Karta. It is associated with the Karta. Okay. So now that is there a question? I mean, there are so many hands raised that I do not know if they are for volunteering or for asking questions. So I have, you know, put down all hands. So if you have a question, please raise your hand. At this stage, you can ask. Sorry. Yes, Rao Mohanaya.
I have a question. Tavasu Pratya. How does it become Tavakala? I know Sakara is in it. So, and Ukara is also gets elided.
Okay, I'll come to that. I'll come to that after this. So, Malakondaya, Malaya.
Yes, madam. In Napumsaklinga, kindly tell the word in three lingas, madam.
Mitram Krutavat, Mitre Krutavati, Mitrani Krutavanti. So it is Krutavat, Krutavati, Krutavanti, the three vachanas. Okay. So like Jagat, Jagati, Jaganti, if you know the word, I mean, in Takaranta Napumsakalinga. So Krutavat, Krutavati, Krutavanti. Gatavat, Gatavati, Gatavanti. So Mitram Gatavat, Mitre Gatavati, Mitrani Gatavanti. Venkateshwaran, Mahodaya.
Balakaha Vidyalayam Gatavan. And how is it different from Balakaha Vidyalayam Agachat?
Yes, agachat. Yeah, I said there are different pratyayas which you can convey the past tense. So when you say agachat, what we call the lang lakara, it is a thing pratyaya which is conveying past tense. And if you say gatavan, it is a krut pratyaya. Okay. So
is there difference between distant past and near past?
The difference is there in krida, in tingantas. It is not there in Kridantas. So if you are using the lakaras, there are three lakaras in Sanskrita which convey Bhutakala or past tense. So it is not exactly a difference between distant past or near past, but they are, the three lakaras are called Lat, Lit and Lung. So they do have a difference in what exactly they convey. I'm not sure whether I should go into this, but yeah, I will tell it. Okay. If you can, fine. But if you find it a bit difficult to understand, don't worry about it. Okay. I will still tell because this question was specifically asked. So there are three lakaras in Sanskrita which convey Bhutakala. Okay. One is called the Lung Lakara. The other is called the lung lakara and the other is called the lit lakara. Okay. So, lung lakara is what we call a simple past or just past tense. The forms of lung lakara are something like abhut or agamat. Okay. Say, saha agamat means he went. So, it can be any past, whether he went today morning or yesterday or 50 years ago or in the Treta Yuga. It doesn't matter. Okay. So, lung lakara is what we use to indicate a simple past. Okay. So, the lung lakara, the one which we are more familiar with, say agachat, we use it for, I mean, technically, going very technically, or going by the what Panini specifies, lung lakara is used for anadhyatana bhuta. What we mean by anadhyatana is not today. So, if we say agachat, it will mean he went maybe yesterday or maybe earlier to that, but not today. So, going very technically, you cannot say saha agachat. Saha adhyaprataha agachat will not work because agachat, the lung lakara, means anadhyatana bhuta. Adhya is today. Anadhya is not today. So, before today. So, today, what happened? So, you cannot use lung. So, anything before that, you can use lung lakara. Now, lit lakara is called paroksha anadhyatana bhuta. So, anadhyatana, again, not today. And paroksha, lit lakara has this additional qualification that it is paroksha, meaning it is a kriya which happened beyond the perception of who is speaking. Which means if I say saha jagama, means I did not see him going. I heard or he went or I heard that he went. So I don't know that he actually went. I did not see him going. So paroksha is that which happened beyond one's senses. I mean, whoever is speaking. So if I say saha babhuva, he was, it means I didn't see him being there. So that is why lit lakara is normally or usually used for distant past. I mean, things which none of us have seen, but the technical, it need not be. I mean, I can say saha yaha jagama, he went yesterday, when I mean that I did not see him going. It is just some hearsay. Somebody told me, I got to know somewhere that he went, but I did not see him, actually see him going. Okay. So that is the difference between the three tingantas, three lakaras. So lung lakara is simple past, can be used anytime. Lung lakara is anadhyatana bhuta, can be used for past tense beyond today, that is before today, yesterday, or any time before that. You can also say Ramaha agachat or whatever. Lit lakara is used both anadhyatana and paroksha when you did not see Ramaha vanam jagama. I did not see Rama going to the forest. So Ramaha vanam jagama. So that is the difference between the three lakaras. So very technically speaking and very strictly following the rules of grammar. But what we find practically is the use of lit and lung today is both confined to kavyas. Okay? If you see kavyas more popularly than either, more popularly than lung lakara, you are more likely to find lung or lit. Okay? But the forms of lung and lit are difficult. Very plainly they are more complicated than the forms of lung lakara. So what happened with the time is that we have shifted to the use of lung lakara commonly. But what has happened now is we have even left lung lakara and we commonly use the kridantas for bhutakala, especially when we are using conversational Sanskrita. We tend to use the ktavatu pratyaya for bhutakala. Okay. So because it is easy, much more easy than using a tinganta forms. Okay, that is one question. There is a series of questions, so I'll try to answer them to the best of keeping the focus of this class in mind. So wait, I'll come one by one. So there is the first question is, can any past tense be used? What's the difference between say kritavan? So kritavan is again simple past. You can use it for anything, whether it was today or yesterday or long ago. It can be used for anything. It does not have that distinction or any restriction as to when it has to be used. Okay, so in Tingantas, you have the restriction in choosing the Lakara, whereas in case of Ktavatu, there is no such restriction. You can use it for all past tense. Okay. Okay, so there's another question. Is Ktavatu Bhutakala considered inferior to Langlakara? Or is it better to use Tinganta? Well, yes, there is this thing. This is not a question of being inferior or anything. But see, what the Vyakarana says is, Eka Ting Vakyam. For a Vakya to be complete, there should be a Tinganta. Okay. So, without a Tinganta, a Vakya is not considered complete. Okay. So, even when we say Saha Gatavan, so both of them are Subantas, there is no Tinganta, which means that the Vakya is technically not complete. So, we will have to assume a Tinganta like Asit. So, Saha Gatavan Asit means he went. There is no change in meaning. Just for technical purposes, we have to, I mean, to make that sentence complete, we have to assume the presence of a kriyapada, of a proper tinganta like asti or asit. So, that is why there is this perception that it is better to use tinganta, I mean, whatever they say. So, coming, I mean, all this is very objective from the Shastra. So, if you come to my personal opinion, I don't think there's a question of better or not. Yes, we have to use Tingantas also. We have to learn to use Tingantas also. I fully agree. And if you want to read any Kavya or any text in Sanskrita, you should know the Tingantas. I mean, just knowing Gatavan or Kritavan, you will not be able to read and understand any text of Sanskrita, whether it is a simple text like the Ramayana or Mahabharata, or a Kavya of Kalidasa or Bharavi or any Purana or anything that you want to read Sanskrita, you will not suffice by just knowing Kridanta. Even Bhagavad Gita, if you just know Kridantas, you cannot understand, because all literature of Sanskrita prefers or they use Tingantas more. I mean, the usage of, you know, Ktavatu or Kta for indicating the Bhutakala is not common. I mean, like we would say Sahagatavan, none of the Kavyas will say Sahagatavan. They will say Sahagachat or Sahajagama or Sahagamat. Okay. So, yes, you should know the Tingantas, and it is better to know the Tingantas and learn to use them also. But that does not mean a Kridanta is wrong. Nor does it mean that we need to avoid these Kridantas in speaking. When we are trying to use a conversational Sanskrit, there is nothing wrong in using the Kridantas, like say Saha Gatavan, instead of saying Saha Agachat or this. Okay. So you should know both. There are differences on why, I mean, that is why the vocabulary of Sanskrit is very wide. There are so many options. When you start out in the initial stages, yes, we can choose what is easy so that we can get into the language. But as you progress with the language, you should also grow with the language and grow your prayogas with the language. Okay. So that is answering the subjective question of what is better. Okay. So now there are other technical questions. Okay. I'll come to the others. So Venkatesh Mahalaya, does that answer your question? Okay. Any other questions? Okay. So, Vaidyanathan, hold on. Is there a question? I cannot hear you. Okay. Meenakshi?
Napumsakalinga Kritavat Kritavati
Kritavanti
Kritavanti. Then plural Kritavat Kritavanti.
No, I mean the plural is Kritavanti. Krutavat is ekavachanam. Krutavati is dvivachanam. Krutavanti is bahuvachanam.
So Krutavati, well, in both feminine also Krutavati.
In feminine, Krutavati is ekavachana. Yes. In Napumsakalinga, it is dvivachana. Hmm.
Yes.
Hmm. So, is it Dirgha or Hasva for the Napumsakalinga? Krutavat. Krutavati is Dirgha. Krutavanti is Hasva. Okay. Yes, Malakondaya.
Yes, madam. Basic question I want to ask.
Yes.
How many alphabets are there in Sanskrit?
How many?
Because in Mahasara Sutra it is 42, in some books it is 46, in some books it is 53 and 63. Which is correct, madam?
So may I take this question sometime later, please? Because I mean, it is deviating. Maybe in the next class or sometime, yeah, definitely we can address that question. But not now, because I mean, we'll stay with this for now.
Okay, okay.
So sometime next week or sometime I will take this. So if I don't, please remind me. I have no objection to taking this question, but I just don't want to deviate at this point. That's all.
Okay.
Any other questions regarding this? There is one question which I have not addressed. I know, I mean, it came from so many people, but I will now. Yes, Rao Mohore.
Yeah. Did I hear you say that Sudanta is Subanta? Because when you said
coming to that, yeah. I'll come to that. Okay. So that, as I said again, I mean, there are different people who have asked this question in different points. Now, what is this Krutavan, Krutavati, Krutavat? Because I said this is a Krudanta, but then if we know and go back to the basics, there are only two kinds of words in Sanskrita. It is either a Subanta or a Tinganta. Okay. So finally, I mean, whatever, there are many pratyayas. You should remember that it is not one pratyaya per word. Okay. The same word can have many different, a series of pratyayas added to it. Okay. But the final pratyaya, when you are using a word, the word should finally be either a Subanta or a Tinganta. There are no other kinds of words. Whatever is the intermediate stage, it always has to be a Subanta or a Tinganta. So now we know that the Krudanta is not a Tinganta, right? Which means that it is a Subanta. So what happens is, in case of Krudantas, so just a minute, let me open a okay. So, what happens is, you have a dhatu. Sorry, just a moment. My keyboard is not working properly. So, you have a dhatu and you add a krut pratyaya. So for example, you have a kr dhatu. So to this, you add a ktavatu as a pratyaya. So the ktavatu pratyaya in all forms, it is not heard as ktavatu. It is heard only as tavat. Okay. So there are additional letters for a purpose if you will understand when you enter Paninian grammar. If you have not, don't worry. So everywhere you hear only the tavat. So what you get is kritavat. Okay. So this is our kridanta. Okay. So kritavat is a kridanta. But you cannot use it because any word, unless it is subanta or tinganta, you cannot use it. So this kritavat, being a kridanta, it is also a pratipadika. Okay, so there is a sutra which specifies that kridantas are pratipadikas. So now, since this is a pratipadika, like you have bala, you have kritavat, which means you can add the different sup pratyayas to this kritavat. So there are 21 sup pratyayas. So if you add those, you will get those 21 forms for kritavat. Kritavan, kritavantau, kritavantaha. Kritavantam, kritavantau, kritavataha. Kritavata, kritavadbhyam, kritavadbhihi. Kritavate, kritavadbhyam, kritavadbhyaha. Ityadi. Okay. So for all this, for all kridantas are subantas. Okay. So any kridanta you take is also a subanta. So it will have forms like the subantas. Okay. And when you are using it in this, say saha kritavan, you are actually, both of these are subantas. Okay. Saha kritavan, both of these are subantas. Just like you would say saha, say unnataha. And you say saha unnataha, he is tall. Saha unnataha asti. Similarly, saha kritavan asti. So in this case, you would say unnata is a visheshana, an adjective to saha. Right? Similarly, saha kritavan. Kritavan is technically a visheshana to saha. He is a person who has done. Okay? So that is how you would use it. Saha kritavan. That is why you have the linga difference. If you say sa unnata, similarly, you would use this kritavan in strilinga, sa kritavati. Okay? Similarly, tatu unnatam, tatu kritavate. You can also have, it is very similar to the visheshana visheshya. Okay? So, the tavatu is a visheshana to the karta. That is why it follows the linga and vachana of the karta. Okay? Which also means there are other vibhaktis. When, like you say, unnatam, balam, pashya, see or pashyami, okay, rather than pashya. Unnatam, balam, pashyami, I see the tall boy. So, balam, pashyami, bala is the karma. So, similarly, you can say, kritavantam, balam, pashyami, I see the boy. Who did? Okay. Who has done something, whatever. Or gatavantam balam pashyami. Okay. So you can use the tavatvanta as a visheshana to the karta in all cases. Okay. All vibhaktis you can use. Say, you can say unnataya balaya dadami. You can say agatavate balaya dadami. I will give to the boy who has come. Balaha agatavan. The boy came. So agatavan balaha. Saying the boy who has come. So similarly, agatavate balaya dadami. Or agatavantam balam pashyami. I see the boy who has come. Agatavate balaya dadami. I give to the boy who has come. Okay. So you can use this tavatvanta as a visheshana to the karta in all cases. Okay. All vibhaktis. So answering all the different questions, the kridanta, all kridantas are subantas. That is, after adding the krit pratyaya, you should add the sup. Otherwise, you cannot use the word at all. So, first it is a kridanta. To the kridanta, you add the supratyaya, so it becomes a subanta. So, as soon as it is a subanta, you have forms in all vibhaktis and you can use that word in all vibhaktis. Okay? So, when we are using it in the sense of a kriyapada, that is, as I said, in just the sense of the karta, we use sahakritavan, sakritavati, tatkritavat. But you can also use the other vibhaktis as a visheshana to the karta. Does this clarify some things? I can literally see so many questions which are popping in your mind, but to a certain level. Any other questions on this now? Okay, regarding the topic. So there are a couple of questions on what is the editor that I am using to type Sanskrit or the Sanskrit font. So there are many Sanskrit fonts which are available in for Devanagari. So the one which I prefer to use is called Sanskrit 2003, okay, which is available from the Taralabalu site. Okay. So there are many others. There are so many Unicode fonts for Sanskrit. Similarly, for inputting the tools of Sanskrit also there are many tools. The one which I use is called Baraha. We don't require a Devanagari keyboard. I'm using just a normal keyboard. I mean, if I have to type kr, I just use kru, k shift ru. Or if I have to shift type Rama, I just type raama. It is called the phonetic means of input. There are other input tools, but what I use is phonetic. So there are different tools which are used for inputting Devanagari. So there is Baraha. So Baraha was free once upon a time. So I have an older version. Now it is paid. But there are many other free tools. There is Bhasha IME, which is one tool. And there are so many. Actually, the Google Input Tools is one. And yeah, the Google Input Editor. And there are so many other things actually. If you just go to Google and search type in Devanagari or type in Hindi, you get a list of tools. If you want, I can give a reference list of some tools somewhere. No issues. Okay. So now coming to questions about the subject. Sujata?
Yes, Bhagini. Now, if we go below, I can send this screen on the screen, please.
Yes.
Yeah, this. Agatavate Balaya. Then you also said Agatavante Balaya.
Agatavantam Balam Pashyami. No, no. Agatavantam is Dvitiya Vibhakti. Agatavate is Chaturthi Vibhakti.
Okay, thank you.
Rao Mahone.
Yeah, how do you get Krutavan? I understand Krutavat, but how do you get Krutavan?
So that is the common thing. Say, if the word is like Bhagavat, how do you get Bhagavan? So the word, the Pratipadika is Bhagavat, but the forms will be Bhagavan, Bhagavantau, Bhagavantaha. Similarly, for Krutavat, the forms will be Krutavan, Krutavantau, Krutavantaha. If you go to the Vyakarana Prakriya, there is a rule which gives the Numagama and then Ugida Chamsara Namastane Adhatoho. Then you have the Upadha Dirgha. So there is a sutra for that. I mean, the Dirgha is that Ugida Cham, and then you have Sarvanamastane Cha Sambuddho, which gives the Num. Num is adding the Nakara, and then you extend the Upadha. So that is how you get Krutavant, and then you do a Sanyoganta Silopaha, so it becomes Krutavan. So that is more of deriving the forms of different. Yeah. Okay, so even though I gave. Yes?
I'm sorry, like this. We did Tamato.
Tukta, yes, I mean, I have that whole thing of Tukta which we couldn't even enter to it today. I mean, that is fine. I'm fine with the classes going slow if you are understanding and if you are appreciating it. So, the same way for today, we understood Ktavatu. So, in the next class, we will understand what is Kta, okay, the thing of Kta Pratyaya. So, before that, there was one question, then what is Bhagavan? So, I gave Bhagavan as a thing only for the Subanta form. Bhagavan is not like Krutavan. I mean, it is not, Ktavatu Pratyayanta. Okay? So, Bhagavat is Bhagaha Asya Astiti Bhagavan. Like you have the Gunavan or Jnanavan. So, that is a different Pratyaya at all. It is totally a different. It's a Taddhita Pratyaya, not a Krut Pratyaya. It is not Ktavatu. Though the forms are the same, it is not this Pratyaya. Okay, so that is Bhagaha Asya Asti Bhagavan. Bhaga means the Ashtaishwarya. he who possesses all the Ashtaishwaryas, he is called Bhagavan. The word is Bhagavat. The Subanta forms are similar, but it is not a Ktavatu Pratyayanta. There is one more question. Unnata means one who lifted up. Yeah, I mean, it can be derived from that, Paul, but in this sense, Unnata is he who is tall. Okay, it's not in that sense. So there is one more question. So if Paul says he uses a Devanagari key layout. Yeah, I mean, I've heard of that. That is easy to use as opposed to this one. But yeah, I myself don't know how to use it. I should learn that from you, Paul, actually, sometime. How to do that change and use it. But anyway, there was one more question on this. Is there any example of Tritiya on this? Yes, I mean, you can use all Vibhaktis like this. Say, for example, if you say Unnatena Balena Kritam. Similarly, you can say Agatavata Balena Kritam. So, this was done by the boy who came. Okay, so Balena Kritam. So, Agatavata Balena Kritam. So, it is still Karmani Prayoga, but you can use it in all Vibhaktis of this. Say Kritavantam, Kritavata, Kritavate, Kritavataha, Kritavati. Okay. So, all Vibhaktis are possible. Venkateshwar,
Madam, this Agatavate Bala, Agatavataya Bala can be used?
No. Because it is not a Akaranta. It is a Takaranta. So, Chaturthi Vibhakti is Agatavate. You will not have Agatavataya. So, the forms you will learn when you learn the Halanta forms of words. So, it is Agatavate.
Thank you.
Vaidyanathan, Madaya, Prashna Hastya. No? Rao Mahodaya, Prashna Hastya.
No, I'm fine, thank you.
Yeah, okay. So, okay, everybody is fine with Kritavan or the Ktavatu Pratyaya. So, I'll just go through it quickly again. So, it gives the sense of Bhutakala and the Karta. So, of the Dhatu which you are using. So, it always indicates the person who performed the action. So, it has forms in all three Lingas and all three Vachanas. But it will not change with the Purusha. So, whether it is Tvamgatavan or Ahangatavan or Sahagatavan, it is the same. Okay. So, the Kartrupada is in Prathama Vibhakti if we are using it in this sense, when you are using it as a Kriya. Okay. As I said, if the Kartrupada is in a different Vibhakti, this will also be in a different Vibhakti. Okay. It will be in the same Vibhakti as the Kartrupada. That is what it finally means. Same Linga, same Vachana, same Vibhakti. The same rules which apply for any Visheshana or adjective will also apply to these words. So, it follows the Linga, Vachana and Vibhakti of the Kartrupada. The Karmapada is in Dvitiya Vibhakti and the change in Karmapada will not affect the Ktavatu Pratyayanta. Okay. So, with this we will stop for today. So, there is one more just. The last question, what is the Sambodhana form? It will be Kritavan if it is Pullinga. Say like Bhagavan. So it will be Kritavan. Hey Kritavan Bala. Oh boy who did something. Yeah, the usages are very rare. But yeah, I mean, theoretically you can have it. Hey Kritavan. Hey Kritavantau. Hey Kritavantaha. In Pullinga. You can also have all the different Vibhaktis in Strilinga and in Napumsakalinga. It is just as good as a Pratipadika, like you say Balaha, Balau, Balaha, you can have all forms for Kritavan, Kritavantau, Kritavanta. Okay. So, we'll stop here. So, just practice wherever and so in the next class, we will move on to the other part which is the Kta. Okay. So, Ktavatu and Kta, they are like a pair. So, we'll move look at that in the next class. Okay. So, So we'll stop here. Ramo Rajamani Sada Vijayate Ramam Rameshaṁ Bhaje Ramena Abhihata Nishachara Chamuhu Ramaya Tasmai Namaha Ramannasti Parayanam Parataram Ramasya Dasosmyaham Rame Chittalaya Sada Bhavatume Bho Rama Mamuddhara Gurureva Gatihi Gurumeva Bhaje Gurunaiva Sahasmi Namo Gurave Na Guroh Paramam Shishurasmi Guroh Matirasti Gurau Mamapahi Guroh. Dhanyavadah.